DukeAndTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Daniel Barone says, great content, love you guys. Thank you, Daniel. We love you, too. Who are you? I am Cancer, which I keep wanting to read as Ian Cancer. I killed a mother roach with 30 million in her egg sack. Didn't feel a thing. Joseph Sampson says, is this The Break Show? Espresso D says, do you cry when you kill your mice? I have killed about 5 and didn't cry. You've killed only 5 mice? What an amateur. I've killed almost less than that with the tires of my car. I mean, more than that. Because sometimes the trap catches them alive and there's no way to kill them. You could bash them over the head, but I prefer to throw them under the tires of my car and roll it forward and idle. Then it's not technically my fault. It's just the car's fault. It was just an accident at that point. Right? What is the average chatter count per show? It's about 4.4, I would say. So we're above average today. He says 6-ish? No. It's 4.4. Aha! Puke is back for The Break Show. Uh-oh. Puke. I don't know where my Break Show notes are because they're downstairs. Also, I got to get Yoda. Boop!
Okay. Welcome to the break of The Break Show. Right. This is Puke filling in for the breakity break break. I don't know what to talk about. How's it going, chatters? I can't see anything you're saying, so this is pointless. All right, let's read the reviews or comments. Oh, top comments. Newest first. Let's see here. On the Hillbilly Weatherman YouTube video, we've got Dave Darren says, horrible ripoff. Chris Burnham says, you are a fucking dipshit. And Bradley says, Dave and Chris are tards. In response to the other two comments. Okay, so that's good. We got 517 views on that video. I think that's our highest rated video. We're currently in the break show. Breakity break break. Nick's back.
Alright, that's the end of the break show. Now we're back to...
is how I'm going to end the break show.
Now we're back to the break show.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I opened the...
Anyone else going to Porkfest this year? Yes, I will be there. So... here's how my Porkfest plans went. I was like, I do not have the emotional energy to camp. I am sorry. The RV, the RV has spoiled me, and I can't do it. So I start looking at the nearby hotel called the Cabot, and I call them, and I go, are you booked already? And this black lady goes, let me check. Oh, yeah, we got nothing. We got nothing. We are all booked. And I go, wow, okay.
We got nothing, dear. You are fucked.
Which sucks because that thing's only like 0.4 miles away from the thing. I could easily sprint that.
Right. A lot of people do. It's great because it's a better hotel than the one on the campgrounds.
Certainly.
Which has water pressure issues or something.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can still get drunk and walk to it.
Right. And so then I'm like, okay, well, I'll look a little further away. So I find this other motel 2.4 miles away. I'm like, well, I can still run that.
You could bring your
bicycle. I could run that drunk. I hadn't thought of that.
Oh. Now your wheels are turning.
And so I think, hey, well, I'll book that. But then I'm like, well, this I told Bridger or whatever, yeah, I'm going to go to Porkfest, but this is my plan. And she's like, well, why don't you just check to see if they have any openings at the hotel on site? And I said, no, they're always booked up immediately.
Oh, you didn't think about that? Yeah.
And then we call, and they're like, yeah, we got rooms. I'm like, oh, okay.
It's because of the schism.
I'll just take one of those.
Ever since the great Ian Freeman schism, man.
Hey.
That's what it is.
Whatever. I mean, it is
or
a
not,
shitty hotel. I'd really rather stay in the Cabot. So if anyone in the chat has a Cabot room and would like to trade, let's talk.
What are the odds? I'll wait while you read.
So there are no blacks in Lancaster.
Yikes.
How many trans queer pedos will be at Porkfest? Probably.
Enners.
Probably 3.
Yes, I do not know. I've heard that there's the fucking Somalia Fest, they're calling it, is like this week before.
Oh, I have Porkfest? No freaking clue.
I came about that info randomly.
Well, technically, Porkfest starts on Thursday or Wednesday. So I think Somali Fest is actually happening...
like the weekend before, which is
right,
this weekend,
a couple days before, which starts now.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where all of the child lovers
I guess we'll be having their fun fest where there's no rules.
Espresso D says, I'd like to visit NH and pork people at some point, but I'm not camping.
He wants to pork people?
Sorry, and the pork people. Well, you don't have to camp. You get an RV for $1,000 or you rent a room, like I just said.
Yeah. Yeah, because camping does blow ass.
It does.
It really kind of does. I've done that for, I don't know, 7 years now?
Sure. There's a time in everyone's life when they should sleep in a tent for maybe a week or maybe do that 2 or 3 times in your life and then go, oh, wait, I'm a human. I don't need to be sleeping in the dirt with condensation dripping on my face when I wake up in the morning.
Yeah. Or you wake up in the middle of the night and you got to piss, like, worse than ever because you've been drinking all day before. And it's 40 degrees outside and you're like, fuck. I have to put on pants and shoes and freeze my nuts
off. And now, Bridget got me a little gift. It is a Gigapet.
Gigatammy.
Now, unfortunately, it is the Yoda version. And I don't say unfortunately because I'm anti-Yoda, but it isn't really a pet. But it does use the same firmware. So it's got this little Yoda walking around.
Yeah, if anything,
around.
It's a master.
It's got this little Yoda walking around. I mean, there's something...
Yeah, right? Like, Yoda's not the pet.
I know. There's something satisfying about having a Gigapet and that it starts as an egg and then it hatches and it becomes bigger. But still, I'm very excited to fool around with this guy. And I'm really thinking about picking up a Digimon. Because those things were the bomb.
Is there not an app, like a Digimon app? There's got to be a Digimon app, right?
It's not. That's not the point, people.
What's
We've
the
been
point?
Over this. It's not the same. You can't just be having an app.
Okay. You
having
like,
the
you
little
like having
device
the keychain, the little dedicated.
Is freaking amazing.
Device.
So we'll see how the Yoda goes. I may be getting back into Gigapets. I don't know. I know you guys are onto fidget spinners, but I'm going 20 years back in my fads, and I'm probably going to be picking up a whole shit ton of Gigapets.
Oh, shit ton.
From eBay. And I'm actually going to be using PCL money to do it, so thank you very much.
What's amazing is that those things are still around on eBay 20 years later.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be trying to get an unopened T-Rex.
Is that the one that you had when you were a kid?
Yeah, I want the T-Rex.
Ooh.
Well, anyway, this is very nice at first, so we'll see how it goes. I can't tell what he wants. I think he's just... There's like a little thought bubble over his head, but I think it's just him thinking about Jedi things.
Yeah, he's tired of them seagulls poking him in a coconut.
So, I don't know.
Bad lip reading, Star Wars.
Oh, he's hungry.
Oh, feed him.
He's only at 43 hunger. We got to get him back to 100. I still have my original Tamagotchi. See, I didn't like Tamagotchi. I've already been over this.
If anybody's listening and they know how to make a Tamagotchi, please make a Nick Tamagotchi Gigapet thing.
Except Tamagotchi did make Digimon, and I like Digimon, but I didn't like Tamagotchi. They only have 3 buttons.
What? And the
Gigapet has 4 buttons.
4 buttons! More buttons, the betters.
So, guys, I don't have to clean my house. I just rely on ants to do it. They
nice.
Come in, they carry the little crumbs out, and they walk out.
That is kind of what ants
No
do.
Big deal.
Yeah.
I got really worried last week because I was on the porch and I saw 3 ants.
That's it? You have no problems.
Yeah, I'm good with ants. No ants in the house.
Because my shit old house there, like, it's... I got to put out a fucking ton of traps, and I sprayed... pesticide all over the basement and outside and stuff because there's like ants everywhere once the weather heats up.
I don't know where they come from. What's the chat saying?
I slept on a futon mattress in a van.
Oh, at Porkfest.
I'm going to sleep on a mattress in the back of my truck next week.
Oh, fuck. I don't want to do that again. Fuck, I might go home.
Let's bring a tent.
So we're going to a race.
The weather should be nice.
Bring a tent. You bring a fucking tent.
Oh, there's a grill coming, and...
Oh?
Yeah, I got the hookup for next weekend.
Oh, okay.
As long as I can haul some stuff out there, I get to reap the benefits of a grill and stuff.
Reap benefits.
Somalia Fest, a.k.a. Sharia Law Fest. Espresso D says, wow, that's nice of her to get you that Gigapet. Bridges in the chat saying, blah, blah, blah. Oh, sorry.
She typed out blur.
She said, she's talking to the chat.
Chewing.
Bridge is the most thoughtful person on the planet.
Thank you. I mean, yes. okay, so next topic. Oh, first of all, do you guys need any extra radios for the Canaan event? Because I bought 2 on Amazon that are the same style.
Oh,
you bought your own 2-way radio.
So yeah, I figured
you talk to.
What? Yeah.
with it?
Myself?
You going to give one to the neighbors?
No, I figured, I don't know, I didn't have them, and I'm like, well, they use this at Autocross, and maybe one day I could use this for something.
Yeah.
It was only like $32.
They also generally come in pairs, so
right.
Way you get to them.
I'm just saying I could lend them to you if you thought it would be useful for your event.
No, I'm going to pass. It's nice not having to worry about it.
To be fair, you, Andrew and I have our own radios that we haven't used in 2 years,
yeah.
Probably.
Oh, we bought radios.
Oh, you bought your own personal
ones.
When
we went to, like 3 years ago when we went to...
I could have just bought mine off you.
Yeah. We went to Loring for the first time.
Right. And I was like, of course, because I have to buy shit that I'll never use again. I was like, I want my own radios. That'd be so cool. And then
that's
like,
what I did.
I have no idea where
I turned into
now.
Puke for a split second.
But yeah, we never use them.
I feel like dating apps should have, you know how it'll say it's someone's typing to you, but I really think it should say typing to someone else. Like if you've got a message open.
But so you know.
It'll let you know if the girl's talking to some other guy.
You should have saved that for the real show.
But not typing to you.
Where's Bridget?
Can you imagine how sucky it would be to work in a museum? Every day, it's the same thing. The tourists come in, mm-hmm. You walk around, you go, this is turtle peen. this is a mummy.
Yeah.
This is a vampire.
So you mean specifically the tour guide?
Anyone. If you work in a museum,
anyone shows off turtle peen.
No.
Only the tour guide. You could be the security guard. That'd be...
Any person working in a museum is living in the past, and you need to get a grip and look toward the future.
What
if you work in a museum, you're a loser.
What if it's a museum of the future? Like at
a
Epcot,
future museum?
Epcot Center or something.
Fine.
Disney.
Yeah, if it's
it
probably is boring. Or if it's the Creation Museum, you're good.
Ooh, that'd be fun. Oh my god, I wonder how many atheists have gotten jobs at the Creation Museum just to like hand out secret atheist.
You think
pamphlets
the Creation Museum pays well?
No.
There's a movie from the 90s with John Travolta. He's a security guard at a museum.
Not at the museum.
No. And he holds hostage a bunch of people, including a classroom of kids that was on a field trip.
Why?
In the museum.
What's his goal?
It was a good movie.
He was just like, did he snap? He's like, I finally
kinda,
had
yeah.
it with these fucking tour
But he
guys.
Was a sympathetic villain.
Okay.
So to speak. He was the protagonist.
Protagonist.
I know you guys know I do tech support over the phone sometimes for people who have printers, and I just recently got an employee for my department, actually. I was the only one in it before. Now I have this young kid working for me.
What does he do?
Same thing I do. Well, basically, he does whatever I say, and I basically sit at my desk now going,
so now
do this?
You have even less to do?
Do that. Anyway, so this week he was doing go ahead.
I was just going to say that you were unfulfilled only having 6 hours a day to sit on the couch.
Right.
At work.
Hey, I can accomplish more stuff because he's got, like, hope for the world still. Except for after what happened this week where he was doing tech support and the guy was stuck on something in the tech support process.
Like glue?
Installing his printer.
Called a wrong tech support.
He's like, no, I'm stuck at this screen. I don't know what's happening. I'm trying to download the app or the drivers. It's not working. And so we're like, okay, we'll just remotely connect. So we remotely connect to his screen so that we can see what he's doing. My employee kid remotely connects and sees that the guy is stuck on a CAPTCHA. It says, click all the images of the cars in it. And he's just stuck. He's like, I don't know what to do.
Are you serious?
He couldn't pass it. So my guy had to remote into his computer to pass the CAPTCHA so that he could download the thing.
You should have just said, obviously you're a robot.
Oh, yes,
and
that's
cannot.
The obvious joke, Puke.
Level
oh, he must have been
zero.
A robot.
So that's it. Yeah, I have an employee now. It's pretty exciting. And that's why when I go to Porkfest, he's pretty much in charge.
Was that his first taste?
Because my boss is in Germany.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is his wife in Germany?
Yeah.
Okay. Because she doesn't trust
him.
Well, she doesn't. She doesn't.
Oh, that was
that's
the best ever. No, really, that was so, right, you guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
When I heard it, I freaked out and messaged Puke immediately to get that drop.
Okay, no, I didn't know it was imitation German to begin with.
Yeah, it was after I spoke German.
Okay, so, sorry, he's used it like 3 times a show, right? Or that was the third?
Yes, yeah, probably.
Okay, no, but that was, good job.
So what's your employee's name?
Ryan.
Not,
what's his social
not
security?
Brandon.
Are you going to have him on the show?
No.
Why?
Because he has to
I can't have
real
my
Brandon.
Employees on the show.
Oh. I have my employee on the show.
Okay.
Multiple times. Years ago. Oh, shh, don't tell me.
Michael Garcia.
No.
He was an employee.
No, I know.
Don't wave the mic around when you're talking into it.
Sorry. You're lucky. Sorry. You're lucky I'm talking into it at all, I guess. it wasn't Ryan. It was something like that. I know. But that kid with the Lindsay, the fiance, Lindsay.
You remember her name.
I know. I'll think of it in a minute. Don't tell me. But anyway. Yeah, the kid from Nashua.
Interesting.
I don't think it really. Well, I guess if they do pay him, he's an intern, Nick's employee. But if they pay him, I guess it's technically an employee. So I was going to say it shouldn't matter if it's just an intern. But
all right, so we're coming back from break.
My ears hurt now.
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeInTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.